Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Spring marks the start of tornado season, and 2024 was a stark reminder of just how destructive these storms can be. Last year was the second most active tornado season on record, and insured losses from natural disasters, including tornadoes, reached $145 billion. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to John Dixon, CEO and President of InsureMark. John, so glad you could speak with us today.
Thanks, John. Pleasure to be here.
So, John, what are some of the recent trends that we've seen when it comes to tornadoes, as well as wind and hail storms?
You summarized it well. It's a peril. It's an event. These severe convective storms, over the last 20 years, we're only seeing them increase. 2024 marked the second consecutive year that we had a $50 billion plus event just in the United States from severe convective storms, which include windstorm, derechos, wind, hail events, not tropical cyclones. So the hurricane events are separate from those severe convective storm totals. In fact, in May of last year, half of the 10 costliest 2024 storms happened. So this conversation is very timely. We are just now stepping into the most active part of this season, and this is a significant risk throughout the country. It's not just limited to a few pockets in the country. We used to think about Tornado Alley, a region that stretched from sort of the Oklahoma Panhandle up through the Midwest, and what we've seen over the last two decades is that Tornado Alley, it's shifted, and it hasn't shifted by moving, it's shifted by widening. And so Tornado Alley, as it historically existed, we're still seeing robust activity there, but the alley is now expanded to include parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, and even Georgia. So this is continuing to accelerate, continuing to exacerbate, continuing to put more and more of our communities at risk.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Are tornadoes as well as wind and hail events getting more intense like hurricanes seem to be?
Absolutely. Just the frequency alone is eye-popping, but then the adjusted dollar values associated with these events is absolutely skyrocketing, which is why today more than ever, communities need to think about solutions from mitigating properties, fortifying structures, to risk transfer structures. It's really more important than ever that our communities and our homeowners and our property owners think about how to make better decisions.
So are tornadoes covered in typical homeowner policies, John?
Generally, yes. So your standard homeowner's policy, your HO3 form, if you will cover tornadoes. But what we're seeing as the risk intensifies and as both frequency and severity increase, more and more insurers are thinking about how to manage appropriately a book of business. And so they're having to provide limits on what's covered. You are seeing homeowners policies that exclude severe convective storm and forcing homeowners to go out and find alternate solutions to complement their core homeowners product. The homeowner is still going to be required to carry coverage as a part of their federally backed mortgage. And so if the carrier excludes it, the homeowner is still going to need to find that coverage somewhere else to meet their mortgage requirements.
Is the same true of hail and wind?
Yes.
So does spring represent a good opportunity for agents to get in front of their clients and discuss coverage needs then?
Absolutely. We say this constantly. The best time to think about preparation and readiness, to think about, are you equipped to make the best decisions to protect your family, your loved ones, what's most important to you? It's when the sun's shining. It's not when the storm is knocking at your door.
So what would your best advice be right now to agents, brokers, and homeowners alike, John?
First step is talk to your insurance professional to get a firm understanding of what coverage you have in place today. Then have a conversation with your family, with your partner, with your neighbors about what protection looks like. You have to think about that gap. You mentioned the exposure gap, and I talked about the, $52 billion of insured losses that happened last year. On top of that, there were $15 billion of severe convective storm losses that weren't insured. So step one, look at the coverage you have in place today. And then step two, think about the coverage you need. Is that adequate? Do you need to support that? And then the third step is it really is imperative. Look at your surroundings. Are you thinking about your structure, your property in a way to best position it to withstand severe thunderstorms, severe weather?
Sounds like resilience is key here, John.
Resilience, fortification, mitigation, thoughtful planning, absolutely essential to a successful outcome.
John Dixon, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, John.
That was John Dixon, CEO and President of InsureMark, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.